producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, are you not going to play my sounder here, Trev?
Oh, the fanfare. Oh, no.
Trev.
Here.
Oh, no.
Wait.
All right, we're going to get it?
Wait.
You can just go da 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 da.
Nope, I got it. Here we go.
Okay, you can do it. Trevor, I got to hand it to you. You can get that band up and or the orchestra up and running better than anybody I've ever met. His baton is just magic.
That's right.
That's all I can say. All right, look, the reason I'm doing movie reviews here is because I get really nasty emails saying, I listened for your movie reviews. How come? So we didn't get them done yesterday because we had so many calls. And so I thought, okay, this is the only way to make sure that we get them done today. So I'm going to make sure we get them done today. All right, because I know lots of you go to the movies over the weekend. All right, Hotel Transylvania 2 comes out this weekend. Most of us loved Hotel Transylvania. We had a father's a vampire's concerns for his teenage daughter and her first big crush. And this one, they're married. They have a baby. And what's going to happen here? I thought this one... I mean, look, a sequel always has the issue of it's not fresh, right? It's number two at best, and can sometimes more than that. But I thought this one also had the humor gets a little more, I guess, abrupt here, for lack of a better term. It's still the voice talents of Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, Selena Gomez, Kevin James, and they've got Mel Brooks as the patriarch, the 2,000-year-old man. Who's a vampire. But this one I thought actually had some interesting boomer issues, which is how do you deal with a kid when who's half vampire, half human? And, of course, that's most of us don't deal with a kid who's half vampire, half human. But we deal with, I can't believe you'd make your kid do that. Or I can't believe your family would let that. So, I mean, I think it's still a common issue. I kind of like this. It wasn't as fresh as the first one, but a sequel never is. But I still thought it was kind of cute. And your kids will probably get a kick out of it. The Intern. I actually like The Intern as well. This I liked it mostly because Robert De Niro gets to play cute and fuzzy in this one. It also stars Anne Hathaway, Rene Russo, but it's basically Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. He's a 70-year-old widower whose name is Whitaker. Whitaker? Thank goodness they didn't mention that in the film. Has discovered that he's kind of bored being retirement. So he becomes an intern at an online fashion site founded and run by Jules Austin, who is played by Anne Hathaway. Now, I went to the press conference with Anne and Robert De Niro and Nancy Myers. And as far as I'm concerned, what this movie is about is whom do you trust? And the conflict between whom she trusted at work and whom she trusted in her family life, I thought was the gist of the movie. I don't know if anybody else is going to say about it. But I think this is Robert De Niro's most charming role in a very long time, and he seemed to have fun doing it, and it's worth seeing for that. I know a lot of people don't like Anne Hathaway, and I'm not sure why they don't, but I think she's good in this. But it's really his movie more than hers, and I think the idea of that. As I think the tagline says, that learning never goes out of, or experience never goes out of style. And I thought it was an appealing movie. All right, we've got 99 Homes, which I've talked about before. This one has got some really high caliber performances. Andy Garfield, Andrew Garfield plays, who's also Andy Garfield, plays a single dad who's evicted. By Michael Shannon, who plays kind of a heartless real estate broker, who goes and evicts people, and he ends up working for him by ways that make actually some sense in the movie. Laura Dern plays the mom of Andrew Garfield. Clancy Brown is also in it. I thought this was a very interesting movie. It looks at the housing problem in Florida with so many people being foreclosed. And I thought, with one exception, that it really made a lot of sense. I thought Laura Dern's decision at one point made no sense whatsoever. But it's an interesting movie that should at least generate some discussion about perfectly okay people doing terrible things because they really don't have much of a choice. Mississippi Grind has got terrific performances by Ben Mendelsohn and Ryan Reynolds. Ben Mendelsohn plays kind of a loser gambler who teams up with Ryan Reynolds, who's charismatic, and they find each other at a poker table and bond over fancy bourbon, and he decides he's going to change his luck. The two go on a road trip through the South on the Mississippi, the idea of winning back what's been lost. This movie is it's 108 minutes, which is an hour, almost 10 minutes short, 12 minutes short of 2 hours. And while I like the performances a lot, I'm not sure what the point of the movie was. It's something that I think everybody will find something to disagree with, that capitalists will say, see, money changes everything in a positive way, and socialists will say, see, money is the root of all evil. I like the performances. I just thought that maybe we could have sped it up or at least had a little bit more of a story arc or something. Ryan Reynolds is fun to watch in this. Ashby is one of those movies, believe it or not, that I saw twice accidentally. I saw it at the Tribeca Film Festival a year ago, then sat through it again. But it's actually it's a charming story with Nate Wolff playing kind of a lost soul, Emma Roberts playing a really smart girl who's an equally lost soul. Sarah Silverman, I really don't understand the appeal of her. She always plays the same role, which is kind of a cutesy face and a garbage mouth and no morals. And that's exactly what she plays in this. I just get really tired of it. Mickey Rourke is really the reason. Well, Nate and Mickey Rourke are really the reason to see this. Mickey Rourke plays kind of a down-on-his-luck CIA assassin who's dying. And I know it doesn't sound very appealing, but it's actually kind of it's kind of fun to watch. I finally caught up with Maze Runner, and I think the reason to see Maze Runner, it's really not my style of movie, but it's very well done. Dylan O'Brien plays the lead, and he's fun to watch. This one is kind of a combination of Road Warrior and Hunger Games and everything else. It's really not for me or my age group or anything else, but you can see why it's an appealing, it's very well done. All right, a couple of small movies that you want to keep your eye out for. Welcome to Life is actually, I thought it was about the Scottish town. It's not. It's a very interesting story of a small town in North Dakota that only has 24 residents, and basically an outsider moved in and started buying up the property, and what he wanted to do is a very scary kind of thing. And I'm not going to tell you much more about it except to watch how democracy, this is one of the complaints that people have had historically about democracy, that can be used to help the bad guys as well as the good guys. Peace Officer, which we're going to do an interview with, I think not this week but next week, is a fascinating story about a police officer's name is Dub Lawrence in Utah, who is one of the first counties to ever have a SWAT team after the riots in L.A., and what happens when 30 years later that same SWAT team or a SWAT team kills his son-in-law and what the changes in his life that's made. We've also got Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant, Dead, the story of the National Lampoon that comes out this week. If you're a National Lampoon fan, you'll probably be fascinated. If you're not, you may or may not care about it. But the idea about where really smart, funny people end up and why they end up and how they end up is kind of, I guess, a cautionary tale. And the story of Saturday Night Live is kind of a companion piece for this. So something for everybody this weekend. The really big movies are just about to start opening, which are the ones that are going to be the Oscar contenders. So stay tuned. Some reasonable movies this weekend, though. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, I thought what we would do is something that we've been talking about a little bit on and off over the last couple of weeks, which is the extent that you help your kids with your homework. And I thought we would talk about it partially because of Joe's call about what kids need from their parents. This is also part of a story where teachers said that they were really frustrated that they felt that kids were having their parents do their homework and the kids weren't really learning anything. So I thought we would take a quick look at what people were saying. Did your parents help you with your homework, Trevor?
No, not in the sense that they would, like, do it. I mean, if I had questions, they would try and help me work through it. I don't think they'd ever, like, do stuff for me. Anything like
I think,
that.
Yeah, my parents did, and I think partially because the stuff that I was learning was stuff that they really just didn't know. So, and we would, I remember, we would have study hall, basically. We would all sit at the dining room table and those of us who were old enough to be in school and do our homework, and you weren't allowed to talk. And we were not allowed to have television at all during the week. And there was, I'm trying to remember if there was ever anything. My mom actually taught math at one point, but she taught, like, elementary school math. And so by the time I had questions about trigonometry or plane geometry, she, I don't know. So so I basically had to learn. The idea of saying to my mom or dad, would you do my homework, it just would never have occurred to me. First of all, they never would have done it. First, and second of all, I don't think they had the actual information to do it, but it never just would have occurred to me. And they would have looked at me like I was from another galaxy far, far away. So it wasn't a part of my, I'll tell you, the only exception to that was in art class, my art teacher, Mr. Ramsey, I can't believe I can remember it off when I was in about fifth grade, I think. And I wasn't a very good artist. Actually, I'm not a bad artist, but I just couldn't draw what they wanted me to draw. It turns out once I was an adult and understood that art is what, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. But in terms of what they wanted me to draw, I wasn't very good at it. They wanted perspective and you know, all sorts of things that didn't ever make a lot of sense to me. But he would, so he would draw the picture, which made no sense. I mean, it's the teacher drawing the picture for me. Maybe that's why I didn't like art very much. All right, so let's hear what people said about helping their kids out with homework. Okay, it doesn't show me. Could you just tell me who it is because it doesn't show on my
computer? Yeah, Gail from New Hampshire.
Gail, you're on the air. Sorry I didn't see you. How may I help you?
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy. I love your show. I love you. And of all the very personal problems I could call you about, I'm calling you about a rather non-personal issue.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me what
here's
it is.
The soup.
Okay.
I have been going to, I'm disabled, and I have been going to a private mechanic because they charge less, of course.
Okay.
And he is about 15 miles away from me.
Okay.
So, and we've become very good friends.
Okay.
So when I bring a car up there, I usually pick up the parts, and then I go to his place and, you know, spend the time there as opposed to getting dropped
off. How long are we talking about usually in terms of the time spent?
Well, that's part of the issue. It could be an hour. It could be six.
Ooh,
now,
okay.
The problem is he has MS.
Okay.
And I've been going to him for about 10 years, and his MS is getting progressively worse.
Yep.
You know, like, if, for example, he has no feelings on his fingertips anymore.
Hard to be a mechanic.
A mechanic.
Yep.
That can be a real issue.
Yep.
So I went there the other day, and part of the problem is, you know, because we're friends, we shoot the bull, you know, for half hour or whatever.
Gail, give me the point on this. I got it. Give me the point.
And when he's working on something, he gets very frustrated, so I'll jump in to help him out. And I'm kind of a clean, well-dressed woman. And
Gail, get me to the point on this, darling.
I'm sorry, hon.
Does he appreciate the help or not?
Yes.
Okay.
By the time I leave there, it's 4 hours when it's a job that could have been done in maybe two.
So what's the question?
Me.
Okay, that's the issue, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, there are three ways you can handle this. One is you can decide that even though it's a lot of time, that the expense is probably still less than you'd pay someone else. And you can certainly investigate that to see whether or not that, in fact, is still the case. Because
okay.
Your time versus his time, okay? The second is just to be honest with him about it and say, listen, I'll make you a deal. Or here's what I'd really do. Here's what I'd do is I'd call him up and say, look, I know you're going to have good days and bad days. And, you're my friend, but let's divide this into two different categories. I will still come and see you. I will still be your friend. But in terms of some days you're going to have a good day, some days bad, why don't I call you when I've got an issue, and you can tell me if you're having a good day or a bad day. If you're having a good day, I'll bop up there. And if you're having a bad day, I'll get someone else to do it, but we can still have a relationship because I don't want to put you in a position where you feel you have to do the work for me because we're friends, because that's probably part of what he's feeling.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, so I think I would, you guys are friends, and I would just say, look, if you feel like you can do it, and give me an estimate of how long it's going to take, and either I have that kind of time to put aside or I don't, and if I do, and you're having a good day, done deal. If we're not... If it's you're not having a good day or it's going to take longer than I can afford, I'll call you with the next task because there are going to be various tasks.
Yeah.
And say, in the meantime, because we are friends, we spend so much time together, maybe we could meet halfway or maybe we could have lunch or go to a movie or whatever. But that's what I would do. This is a gift to the Magi again,
right.
Where the two of you need to talk about it. You don't want him selling his watch for your hair comb while you cut your hair so you get him a watch fob. Talk about it. And just say, look, I don't want you to feel that you're obligated because you've done it for me in the past. So let's talk about when you're having good days and not so good days.
Yeah.
All right?
Gotcha.
Good.
Give it a try.
Yeah, well, and I think you would just be honest about it and say, look, I know that I don't want you to feel obligated.
Yeah.
And also the issue is twofold. You're feeling obligated, me feeling that how much time I have to devote to this. So let's figure out how we can do it.
Right.
And because that's much safer than saying, look, it took you 4 hours. I think you should charge me half price. Because what he's going to say is,
yeah.
I charge by the hour, so I should charge you double. You don't want to talk about price because that's going to hurt both of your feelings.
Right.
Talk about good days, bad days, and a sense of obligation, and how much time it's going to take, and much mm-hmm. much safer territory.
And the other issue too is me having to help him a lot.
Well, but you don't have to do that. That's your choice or not choice.
I know. You see somebody frustrated.
No. Well, so go to a movie. That's why the time makes a difference. Tell him good day, bad day, time involved. You don't have to help if you don't want to. And if you do, I would certainly have some overalls that I would take with me to do that. But if you talk about obligation and good days or bad days, then you don't have to worry about the time as much, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. they did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, now we know they're there, and we kind of view them as kind of our little brother or our step, I don't know what happened. My guests are Robert Cohen, who's the director, and Colin Keith Gray, who's the producer, for a really fun movie called Being Canadian. Now, first of all, look at all those people that are Canadian. That who knew? I mean, Mike Myers, I probably knew. Ben Stiller? I mean, we view him as the quintessential New Yorker. He's a Canadian?
No, he's not. Ben is an American. I think he's identified as American as well, but we wanted to have some outsider's opinion as well.
Michael J. Fox, I think a lot of us do that. Martin Short?
Yep.
I knew Alan Thicke because I used to do Thicke of the Night with him. All right, let me tell you about, I mean, I just love this movie, first of all, because it has all these cool comedians in it, which I decided if I'm ever going to do a documentary, I want to do one about comedy so I can have all these cool comedians in it so everybody will come and see it, correct?
Absolutely. Feel free to do one.
I think that, well, all right, so well, first of all, how did you come, because this isn't actually necessarily a movie about Canadian comics. It's really the larger issue about, well, let's start with the 800-pound gorilla of why you think Canadians have such a well-developed sense of humor.
I think that we have a well-developed sense of humor because we are stuck between the U.S. and then still a heavy British influence and our own sort of passive-aggressive, introspective feeling. So you have a lot of time inside your head, as I think you would know about. You overthink things a lot, and I think that we create our unique sense of humor just based on our geographical location, but also our identity or our lack of identity.
Well, and you've also got that French influence as well, and the separatist stuff going on in two languages.
Yep.
You've got a lot going on.
Yeah, it's busy up there in our noggin. It's
so
like
you're saying
cabin fever.
So one of the responses to just having too much going on in your head is you just sort of laugh rather than cry?
Right. Yeah, and it's also, I think Canadians, generally speaking, like to have a good time and like to be silly, but you don't want to be too outwardly emotional because then that could be perceived as being rude, so you sort of tone it down. So it's over the years, it's like water on a rock. It's just sort of shaved the edges off, but it's still dangerous.
Well, you guys are much better behaved, I would say, than Americans. That we tend to be a little cruder and ruder. I'm not cruder, maybe not, but ruder. Agree
well,
or disagree?
Well, I think that there's also, and we talk about this in the documentary, that there is a not so nice passive aggressive element to Canadians. I think because there is a lot of this repressed emotion and maybe comedic sensibility that comes out in funny ways. I mean, Michael J. Fox in the movie talks about the fact that it is kind of odd that this very polite country has a national sport or pastime where we beat the crap out of each other, that being hockey. So
yeah.
I think that there is some sort of latent animosity that is just coursing through the veins, but just under the surface.
Yeah, I would argue as a psychologist that people who are too good to be true are. I mean, there's something else going on there. And you guys do seem to me to have better manners than we do.
Yeah, I think that might generally be true, but there's certainly many Canadian jerks. And there's also many lovely Americans and Brits and Swedes, and I think that just generally Canada has found its place as a relatively young country, having to decide how we're going to present ourselves, and the safe route is to be the polite route, but under the surface I think there's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's kind of like, if I'm really nice and polite, you won't hit me.
Exactly.
Or
don't,
take away any more country.
That. Exactly. Well, Rob is actually choking me right now as we're doing this interview. Yeah.
Cool.
But I wrote him a beautiful note before I did it.
Yeah, and a beautiful note afterwards as well.
We'll see how the choking goes.
So I have to tell you my two Canadian stories. One is I used to go back and forth because I went to school in Boston, and all you need was a driver's license. And I went there recently, and they said, "Where's your passport?" And I said, "Are you kidding? This is Canada." Which didn't go over all that well. And they said, because I don't view you guys as a foreign country. So talk about that.
Well, I think that's part of the reason Scott Walker's approval ratings have plummeted is because he wanted to build a large fence along the Canadian border. And I think that most people do not perceive Canada as a threat. So I think that was a ludicrous proposal that has now sort of resonated with a larger audience, and thus he's no longer a top contender.
Do you think that changed after September 11th? Because we had the sense that at least the Boston guys had come in through Canada.
I would say, again, generally speaking, if you're this movie is all pro-Canada and not anti any other country. It's just that the U.S. happens to be our partner and our buddy and connected to us. And I think that the U.S. is so deservedly everywhere that we sort of are in the shadows of the U.S., and because we kind of look like you and sound like you and dress like you, we're not even as exotic as people from Mexico. So I think it's sort of a default that Canada is the 51st state. And when you mention that Canada is a foreign country, I think a lot of people have to think about it for a minute because they go, well, what is foreign about it?
Yeah, good point. Do you think you guys have an insecurity complex?
I think we absolutely do. Yeah. And I think that it is though something that has evolved, because that was one thing that was very interesting, because Rob and I are both expats. We've been living outside of Canada for a while now. And part of this amazing part in the documentary was this cross-country trip we made. And at the end of the trip, we realized Canada has changed. And I think that there was more navel-gazing in Canada when we were growing up there than there is now. There seems to be sort of this quiet, growing confidence in you know, that the everyday Canadians realize it's a pretty amazing country, and they're quietly a little more secure in who they are than they used to be.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What
do you think is responsible for that change, for the increased self-esteem, as they say?
Well, as a therapist, I think you may recognize that if someone eventually realizes their value and decides that that is going to give them comfort and they don't need to necessarily look for compliments outside of themselves, that they will be healthier mentally. And I think Canada was a basket case when I was a kid or when Colin was a kid, but I just think that with the financial crisis or any political stuff around the world, but also Canadians just realizing we have so many great things that we should be the last people to sort of take ourselves down. It's amped them up, and in a good way. And the same way, you know, the U.S. has so many amazing achievements that people have a right to be patriotic about it. They've just been doing it bigger and longer.
All right. So tell me some of the things that, because I think you're right, self-esteem isn't United States esteem. It's not U.N. esteem. It's self-esteem. So tell me some of the things that Canada is incredibly and justifiably proud about.
I'd say our healthcare system is something that, of course, as a Canadian, Canadians critique it all the time, but it is actually something to be incredibly proud of, because it's considered socialized medicine here in the States, but there is a wonderful medical and healthcare system and social welfare net that all Canadians benefit from. That's one thing I think they should be super proud of.
I agree. A lot of people, and you have paternity leave, which I think is great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's also much longer maternity leave that's offered. I think that there's also, Rob, what would you say are some of the other things that Canadians should be proud of or can be proud of? I think on a very tiny level, I think if you're in Canada, if you're Canadian, you're very provincially minded. Where I'm from, Alberta, and if somebody says something about Quebec, I may also mock Quebec. But if somebody outside of Canada says anything bad about Quebec, I will immediately rush to defend my country. And I think that Canadians now are realizing that each area offers such great value, and those links in the chain have made this very cool country, where it used to be sort of not hip to talk about your being Canadian. And I think now Canadians feel it's actually this badge of honor to do so.
This maple leaf of honor.
Exactly. And there's also things like the financial system. Canada had what was perceived as a slightly more boring financial system. The banking system didn't take as many risks, but that was one of the things that kind of protected Canada and its financial system against the huge collapse and downturn in 2008. So there's little subtle things like that. Canada quietly legalized gay marriage over a decade ago. There's sort of, it doesn't mean that the average Canadian is that much more tolerant than the average American. And I think it's just that Canada's quietly gone on about sort of recognizing these things without quite the same amount of drama that has followed suit in the States.
All right, less drama, more action, a little less talk, a little more action. We're talking with Robert Cohen, Keith Gray, who put together a really fun documentary called Being Canadian. More in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My guests are Colin Keith Gray and Robert Cohen, who are respectively producer and director for... Have you guys known each other for a long time?
We met to do this movie, so we've known each other about 9 years. Okay. But we did not know each other previously.
All right,
and we will no longer speak after this.
We never speak again after this, you know.
After this interview, we are going our separate ways. And, we'll
and I will send you again. Two separate copies, and I will erase each other's names out of the other one.
Yeah,
It put together being Canadian. I didn't want to sort of not say that, which you'll get a kick out of, partially because of all the people. And who knew that William Shatner, of all people, is Canadian? Maybe that explains a lot. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, obviously, I have to apologize during this interview, but he's the crux of our issue because he, as we say in the movie, he's an American icon that represents all the heroic things about the U.S., but when you say Captain Kirk is Canadian, a lot of people will be very disappointed because now he's tainted.
Oh, no. See, I think it's okay because it explains his insecurity. And
that's
his sort of over-the-topness. Yeah, no, I think
right.
So.
But if you said if you said, guys, we're on a ship, our force fields are down, the Klingons are all around us, and we have one torpedo, I've got a Canadian captain coming in.
You're right.
Go, really?
You're right. Yeah, I just fainted. Well, luckily, Spock is American, but what can I tell you?
Exactly.
All right, and you guys are going to find out a whole lot of people that you thought might have been true blue and are true red or something. I have to tell you the other thing, personally, about Canadians, which is that you guys, during September 11th, were fantastic. I still sort of get tears in my eyes about Canadians in Ottawa going and facing, and in Detroit, facing the United States and seeing America the Beautiful. And the Canadians were the first people who came down to New York after September 11th, and you all had maple leaves on that said, we're not afraid. And, I mean, even if I didn't like you guys before, which I kind of did, I would have loved that. Because I think there is that sense of you do feel like family to me, and I always have, that you guys are kind of there for me, and we may have underestimated you when we were doing something, but you guys come through, and you not only that, but you play better hockey than we do, so what can I tell you?
Well, right. Yeah, I think that's a great point, and again, like, I think Canada and the U.S. relationship is like the Flintstones and the Rubbles. Everybody wants to talk about the Flintstones. The show is called The Flintstones, but the Rubbles are always there. They live next door, and
yep.
Canada loves the U.S. They don't agree with them on everything, and the U.S. doesn't agree with Canada, but something so insane as September 11th, you are neighbors, and the plane could have flown 100 miles more and been in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I think there's a very deep connection between the two countries. It's one of the really beautiful alliances, and I think that 9/11 really showed that. And also, I mean, there's an interesting moment where Rob and Dave Foley, who are both shirtless in a bed, interviewing each other, but they talk about Afghanistan. And a lot of people in the States don't realize that Canada has been fighting alongside the United States for the past decade. There's just Canada quietly is a very deep friend and neighbor.
I mean, Argo, the Canadian ambassador saved the U.S.'s butt, and it was depicted in Argo, and I think we forget that, or I don't, but,
right.
I mean, you guys have really... Go ahead.
That's a great point, because when Argo came out, I went to see it with some American friends at the theater, and they thought the movie was amazing, except for the fact that the Canadians helped, and they were like, that didn't really happen. Like, you believed everything else except that the Canadians helped out.
Well, and also, like, well, D-Day is another great example. Like, a lot of people don't realize there was a whole Canadian expeditionary force that was right there alongside the U.S. and the British landing in Normandy, and that there was a precursor to it called Dieppe, where basically the Canadian soldiers tested out the German defenses. It was a big massacre, but, you know, there is sort of a – Canadians are kind of overlooked historically, I would say.
Definitely. Yeah. Tell me – all right, Robert, tell me what you found in – because you guys traveled all across Canada. Tell me what the most surprising thing that you discovered was.
I would say the most surprising thing was twofold. It was as we were driving across the country, just how genuinely nice and inviting everybody was, whether they were a celebrity that we did an interview with or that couple at the gas station in New Brunswick that gave us $7 to help us keep going. And then at the end of the movie, without really giving anything away, it was the summation of our trip as well as Canada Day. The vibe at this Canada Day versus any I went to as a kid was really incredible.
Colin, what about you? What was the most unexpected thing that you discovered?
I would echo everything Rob just said. I'd say just as a little sort of fun sidebar, it was finding out that Canada has a maple syrup reserve, which as a Canadian, I did not know. And we have a 5-year supply of emergency maple syrup. And we actually went to one of the warehouses in Quebec where it's actually stored and heard about the great Canadian maple syrup heist, which was hilarious because they were siphoning off maple syrup from these barrels, replacing it with water, and then fencing it, selling it on the black market in Vermont. And I didn't know anything about it. I just thought it was one of the most remarkable things I'd heard, and I didn't even know about it as a Canadian.
The International House of Pancakes is listening to this interview, is monitoring it, and will be there before you know it. So, I mean,
well,
because you know, it's one thing to worry about maple syrup, but you know, once we put pancakes in the mix, we are done.
It's serious.
I mean, there's something... You know, there's something charming about a country that has, we don't have heroin, we don't have to worry about the drug wars with cocaine or gold reserves. We have to worry about black market maple syrup.
That's that's a top concern in Canada.
That was in a very Canadian twist to that crime. This is 100% true. There's only two markets where you can sell high amounts of maple syrup. One is Canada and one is Vermont. So the way they caught the guys is they realized it was stolen from Canada, so the cops drove to the Vermont border and just waited. And then the crook showed up with a big amount of maple syrup, and they said, I think you guys might be under arrest. And that was it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they apologized. Yeah.
I think, yeah, Mounties covered with syrup or something, or, you know, the pancake defense, nothing. I mean, there's just, there is something incredibly charming, and to a certain extent, it kind of proves your Canadian point, I suppose, that the rest of the world is worrying about arms shipments and gold and heroin, and you're worried about maple syrup.
Yeah.
There's something very comforting about that. And Jason Priestley being Canadian, I'm trying to think who else, was really surprising.
Michael J. Fox. Yeah, all these.
No, Michael J. Fox I knew, actually.
You knew.
I knew that. Yeah.
Did you know Malcolm Gladwell?
No, I didn't even know who Malcolm Gladwell was, is probably part of it. You had a couple of people that were a little obscure in there as far as I was concerned. I didn't know that Eugene Levy is Canadian, is he?
A proud Canadian.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was. He and Paul Schaefer and Martin Short were all wearing a small pin on their lapel, which is the Order of Canada, which is the highest honor civilians can get. He's a very, very proud Canadian.
There we go. Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just Michael Bublé. I mean, Rich Little. I mean, folks, you have to see this movie, if nothing else, to find out all the people that you thought were kind of crude, rude Americans, and you find out they're a little less crude, a little less rude, and they're Canadians. Go see Pink Canadian. Hey, listen, Robert and Colin, thanks so much for coming and being charming, not rude, not crude, and I'm expecting some maple syrup, a Mountie, and some a T-shirt out of this. So I'm Dr.
Oh,
Joyce.
Oh, okay, ready.
When's your birthday?
October 24th.
Okay, warn your postal carrier.
There we go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.